And welcome now to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. About a year ago, Gramophone reported of one CD that the balances are superb and the musicians apply tonal beauty to everything they touch in all a wonderful release. And that was Donald Rosenberg in Gramophone reporting on a CD devoted to Brahms trios, and now we have a kind of a sequel to that that just comes out today, to be released today, in a CD called Soulmates, music for cello, clarinet, and piano, and the music in this case by Beethoven, Radzinski, and Brahms, the remaining Brahms trio that was not on the previous disc, and the performances are by Amitai Vardi, Uri Vardi, and Arnon Erez. Clarinet, cello, and piano, respectively. And Uri Vardi is back to celebrate the CD release with us. Welcome back to the Midday, Uri Vardi.
I'm very glad to be here, Norman.
Long-time cellist here at Wisconsin, at the University of Wisconsin, and obviously around the world, too. And so this new CD was conceived, you might say, well, in a couple of ways. One is you wanted to get that last Brahms trio in there, but also the Soulmates is a theme that runs through it.
That's exactly correct. Brahms has always been the composer that has touched me on so many different levels, and I just felt that I needed to have a chance to perform and hopefully record some of his chamber music for piano, where cello is involved, and especially the trios. So we released with David Perry and Paulina Zamora the three piano trios, and the remaining one with cello was the clarinet trio, and I was hoping that we'll get a chance to create a CD around that Brahms trio.
And you've done an interesting approach here with this Soulmates concept, because the pieces on this disc, I mean, there are only three composers represented, Beethoven, Radzinski, and Brahms, but all of them had a certain relationship, and in fact, a certain reason for writing the trios on here, the works on here, because they had friendships with the performers that they had in mind to perform them.
Right. And we are fortunate again that Jenny Kalik agreed to write the liner notes for this CD. And she highlighted the fact that all three compositions have to do with friendship between the composer and the performer. The Beethoven is a little bit less, but she mentions in the liner notes that actually the style is like a gathering of friends to play music.
Right, yeah, which certainly and then, is a good concept.
And then Radzinski has been a great friend of mine for a long time. He's a former cellist. He immigrated to Israel in, I think, 68 or 69, and studied with the same teacher as I did, and we became friends. And then we ended up at Yale studying at the same time. He was an assistant of Penderecki when I was studying there. And our relationship, our friendship just has become deeper and deeper. And he presented this piece to me and my son, Amitai, and to the entire family. He wrote on the score to Amitai, and Uri, and to Hagit, Shira, and Orit.
Wow. So how nice. that's an honor.
Yeah, in 2004.
And then Brahms wrote his trio for Richard Mulfeld, the clarinetist, who was a good friend of his and prominent clarinetist of the day.
Right.
Well, having heard the setup, let's pack in some music now between now and 12:30 from this CD, which, as I said, is released just today on the Delos label, starting with the Adagio, the slow movement of the Beethoven.
Thank you.
the slow movement, the middle movement, Adagio from Beethoven's Trio Opus 11 from a CD that comes out just today on the Delos label, featuring clarinetist Amitai Vardi, Uri Vardi, cello, who's my guest today, and Arman Eres is the pianist for these performances, and all of them have to do with friendship, you might say. It's a CD called Soulmates. And in the case of the composer, the second of the three represented on the disc, and that's Jan Rudzinski, contemporary composer who wrote some concert duos in 2004 and a cohort of Uri Vardi's, and you selected a couple of these that you thought would be particularly good to hear today.
Yeah, these are five pieces with national different nationality genres. It starts with a Polonaise, then it has a melody which reminds a little bit of Hungarian Bartokian harmonies, and then there's Andalusia, so Spain, and then there is a waltz, he calls it valse. I mean, he writes it the way that it was written. And it ends with a victory march, which is very funny.
And so what nationality would you attribute the last, the valse and the victory march? Just kind of pick your own.
I'm just thinking of 4th of July here.
Oh, okay. And, okay. Oh, well, good. Well,
but actually, also in Europe, I mean, there's so much fun and just humor. Because Jan Rudzinski, he's an amazing composer who always, he has fantastic skills. He was Penderecki's assistant at Yale. And he always adds some kind of humor into his music.
Okay, well, so here they are, two short pieces from this collection of concert duos from 2004, Andalusia and Victory March by Jan Rudzinski.
Thank you.
Well, definitely comic and a little bit, as you say, very hard to place in terms of any kind of nationality, but it does times.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. It does at times remind me of other comic marches, and it didn't occur to me till now, but there is a tradition of those. Yeah, Chabrier and Hindemith and even Prokofiev in his sixth piano sonata has a rather sarcastic march for the second movement. So a charming addition to the canon from Jan Radzinski. And we heard two of his concert duos from 2004, the second being the Victory March. And we have then one more composer represented on this disc, and we've mentioned, and that's actually the one that got it all started, which was Johannes Brahms, to round out the complete trios that Uri Vardy and company began in a previous release last year. So rounding out this brand new Delos release is the trio Opus 114, the clarinet trio of Brahms, which I gather has a pretty feisty finale to it. And here we go. Thank you. finale of one of Brahms' last works, his trio, Opus 114, in a performance on this new CD called Soulmates, music for cello, clarinet, and piano, featuring clarinetist Amitai Vardi, cellist Uri Vardi, who has been my guest today, and the pianist for the occasion, Arnon Erez. And it's unusual, I suppose, in that the CD is dedicated to the sound engineer, who did not live to complete the project, but certainly seems to have done a fantastic job.
Yeah, Viktor Fonarov died in the middle of the project, and we dedicated it to his memory.
And so it goes forth, this brand new CD. Uri Vardi, always a pleasure having you here, and look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you very much.